I think it's recording. Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees February 6th regular business meeting. Called to order at 7:01. Fiscal Officer Ross, could you please call the roll?
Do I do the presiding part?
No, that's just who, that would be me.
Zoning Director Arnold.
Here.
Interim Fire Chief Rebel.
Here.
Fiscal Officer Ross, here. Trustee Van Haren.
Here.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
Okay, if you will please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm not tall enough to see over you.
Oh,
I have to lean out or something. Okay, we have no minutes to approve, so staff reports. Miami County Sheriff, I don't see any, so. Okay, report from the fire department.
For the month of January, we had a total of 49 calls for service. 10 of those were mutual aid given to City Huber Heights, Tip City, Bethel Township, Clark County, and the City of New Carlisle. We received mutual aid 4 times from the Huber Heights, City of New Carlisle, as well as Tip City and Bethel Township, Clark County. The ones we received mutual aid from were for 2 building fires and 2 motor vehicle accidents where we needed multiple patients transported. The one motor vehicle accident, our crew was already out on another call. So Guber assisted. Once our medic came back in service, they were still able to transport from that accident scene. Last year, we did do a total of 680 calls for service. And I would like to recognize we have 2 new paramedics at our department, Lieutenant Connor Whalen and Firefighter Chris Scott, both passed their paramedics.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we'll be practicing as paramedics, Chris Scott, in 2 days, and Lieutenant Connor Whalen starts to take his protocol, but he's already done half of that, so they'll be on the road using their new skills within the week.
Hey, that's fantastic. That's great.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay, offer our congratulations, please. Report from planning and zoning.
All right, since the last trustees meeting, we have received 0 zoning certificate applications. We have 0 BZA or zoning commission applications in process. Year to date, there's been 0 certificates issued, 0 declarations received, 1 variance request with 1 approval, 0 conditional use request, and 0 zoning amendment. Miami County Planning Commission will meet February 20th at 7 p.m. There will be no Bethel cases there. And again, we do not have any BZA or zoning commission meeting this week. That's all I got.
Okay. Report from the Township Administrator. Mike, you're doing that.
First, we have a report from the Woodward Hill Water Project.
Yeah, it's on the last page.
Oh, they're going to stand up and talk after the trustees talk. They're presenting it. Yeah, that's on.
There will be 10 resolutions on the agenda this evening. The first is a resolution objecting to the annexation petition received by the township, requesting a total of 296.236 acres of land to be annexed by the City of Huber Heights. This is part of the process as outlined in the ORC section 709.023 section D. The second is to hire an attorney who specializes in annexation. The next 3 are to appoint members and alternate members to the township zoning boards. Next is a resolution to give the assistant to the township administrator, Mike Arnold, a salary increase for the purposes of cost of living adjustment and additional responsibilities. The next two are related to healthcare. One is to ensure that all employees are treated fairly and equitably when it comes to contributing to healthcare costs and in receipt of the benefits for the employees. The second is to set a policy to terminate healthcare when an employee or elected official resigns, retires, or is otherwise terminated. Next is to make a $2 hazard pay into a permanent salary increase for the fire department. The final resolution is to record the electronic payments and warrants.
Okay, thank you. Next up is trustee reports. Trustee Van Hare.
Okay, I have quite a bit, but I have it printed off, so I'll give it to you afterwards for the meeting minutes. I tried to send this to Mike while I was on vacation because I thought we could discuss it. You guys could discuss it at the workshop, but it sat in my draft, so I never got there, so I'll just read it. And so here's some things that I want us to work on this year in 2024 for the township. I want to continue to explore the feasibility of water and sewer hookups for the homes in West Charleston. Water will be extended north on State Route 202 to Studebaker Road. This includes connection points for West Charleston. That's going to come in 2025. When it's actually going to be put into the built. West Charleston already has a force main for sewer of the homes in West Charleston. One is already connected to the force main. They sold it in 2023, and the septic system didn't pass inspection, so they had to connect at their own cost of about $20,000. To the sewer line. So I want to discuss using some of our remaining ARPA funds. I think we have about $100,000 which can be used for infrastructure. It can no longer be used to pay the hazard pay for firefighters, but it can still be used for infrastructure, and this would fall in. Josh, speak up because you're the expert on that. But since the county's using it for infrastructure, I think we can too. To do an engineering study, see how much it would cost and what it would take to provide gravity sewer in West Charleston connecting to the existing force main. After the engineering study is complete, we can work with the county to see if this area would qualify for any grants to offset some of the construction and hookup costs. I'm not advocating construct it at this time. I'm just saying I think we should do the engineering study so that it is shovel ready. I can interrupt if we want to let him go. How you doing?
Good.
I'm talking, but if you want to step up and interrupt, that would be fine with me.
You want to finish?
Why don't you finish?
Okay.
You're in the middle of it.
I got a lot. So an application for Ohio EPA and OPWC, which is Ohio Public Works Grants, which are the types of grants that we got for Fountain and Brandt, they require projects to be shovel ready. So if we did this engineering project to just see what the feasibility is for sewer in West Charleston, I think it's a benefit, whether or not we actually go through with it this year or next year, we are shovel ready should grant funding become available. The Woodward Hill Water Project, they called me. I talked with some of them, not all of them. They're here to talk tonight. As I said earlier, the county is running water with their ARPA funds down to Studebaker Road, and Woodward Hill can talk more in depth about it, but they've got some issues with their existing water system. They have a line from Tip City that was put in the 70s. And then West Charleston Road, it is, full disclosure, the road I live on, but not the area that needs to be fixed or is not in front of my house. I have talked with Andy about this. Andy and I talked with the county about it and a lot of the homeowners on there. I don't know if you guys have ever driven down West Charleston. It's got that super sharp curve. Well, and Don Black is here too. He also worked on this project. The ditch is eroding the bed of the road, and so that needs to be looked at. And then in addition, there's three or four tiles underneath the road right before you get to the vet's office that are collapsing. Robert, our road guy, and Billy, our road person, have filled those multiple times, but it's only a matter of time before they completely collapse. We've already talked with Choice One. Dan Baker at the county is working on this. It's another use for ARPA funds we need to take care of probably this year. We have identified it as an issue, and if we have a problem with it and somebody has an accident because we failed to act, then we can be liable. crack ceiling. The GT guy called me from crack ceiling. He's at the conference, so I told him to look for you guys. They have, I don't think they've actually done work here before, but we do crack seal roads every year. Let's see, road repaving, we need to let the county know by March. We're gonna do their paving program, and I did want to say that the county, Miami County, did enter into an agreement with a law firm to look at, to kind of dissect this current annexation petition in very fine detail. So that's a huge benefit to us, and I am very appreciative that they were willing to spend the money and the time to do that. I also talked to a resident on Newberry and Wyndham. She wants to know about getting a speed bump. I told her to bring her neighbors and come to a meeting. And then yesterday, I attended the Miami County Community Workforce Assessment presentation. I think you were there. The document's online in Miami County, but there was a survey that was put out. Maybe you saw it on social media. Maybe you filled it out. It's about 1,000 respondents. And the main takeaways from that were that people in Miami County are looking for year-round entertainment and recreation options, more affordable housing and a variety of housing options, and greater availability and more affordable childcare. And from the workforce perspective, Miami County workers value pay and benefits, flexible work hours, and a positive work environment. So it's a pretty big report. I think it's like 50 pages or something. But hopefully with the things that they learned, various government entities within Miami County are gonna take some of that knowledge and move forward, particularly in as it regard, I mean, it's hopefully helping the work employers in the area know what would attract future employees. And then for people living who wish to move to Miami County or already live here, it kind of gives them hopefully some tools to say, this is what we could do to improve the life for everybody in Miami County. So that's all I got. Rhonda, I'll give you this because it's super long.
Okay.
So thanks. Yes.
Be our guest.
How's everybody tonight?
Good. Great.
I'm Deputy Lieutenant with the Sheriff's Office. Really the only thing I have passed along tonight is we still have break-ins with vehicles. Recommend everybody keep the cars locked. If you start them in the morning, hopefully you have a spare set of keys with the cold. Keeping those locked, that way people aren't breaking into cars. We're seeing it more in the Tip City area than we are out in the rural community. But we are still seeing a high amount of vehicles being stolen in the area. Seems like it's coming down from Dayton. They're coming up here and breaking in, taking stuff, taking cars, whatever they can get their hands on. But other than that, about all I have to pass along tonight. You guys have any questions for me? Concerns?
Anybody?
No? Be safe.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it. I appreciate you guys. If you guys have any questions, just give us a call. Here to help any way we can.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be safe.
Thank you.
Okay, back to trustee reports. I'm listed next. So I went to the Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission Water and Environment Subcommittee meeting. This was on January 10th. They discussed water protection, water quality, goals, grants, best management practices, etc. If you want to learn more about this, you can check out the Ohio Department of Agriculture website, which is agri.ohio.gov. They talked about the facility planning area, and the map updates need to go through MVRPC. And then they presented a priority climate action plan. And all of this is available on YouTube at the MVRPC website. On January 18th, I went to the Miami County Commissioners meeting, which was where they acknowledged the annexation petition. So that's part of the process. They have not voted on it yet, but they do have to say, yes, we know that you sent it to us. I then attended the MVRPC Board of Directors meeting. There was a full agenda, but in summary, most of the discussion was about transportation, conservation, and grants, and info from that meeting is also on their website. And I would like to thank our new fiscal officer, Rhonda Ross. who, despite being thrown into the deep end when our previous fiscal officer quit before her term was up, has really stepped up and is keeping our township on track. I can't say enough about her efforts, given the state of books when she inherited them and the lack of transition help provided by the previous fiscal officer. I would also like to thank our visiting fiscal officer. We did hire a visiting fiscal officer that she consults with. He's been nothing but helpful and is always available regardless of the day or time. So meaning weekends and evenings, he's been there when she's needed him. And also thanks to our new assistant to the fiscal officer, Kathy Fortunato, who has been helping with a lot of research and data input. Lastly, on a sad note, I would like to offer my condolences to the family of Janine Friend. Janine passed away last Thursday on February 1st. She was born and raised in Bethel Township and lived here her entire life. She was 91. She earned a bachelor's degree from the University of Dayton and was a teacher at Bethel Local Schools. She was married to 69 years to her husband, Wilbur. She was a member of the Bethel Township Historical Society, and I can tell you from firsthand experience that she knew everything there was to know about this township. She has a very thorough collection of documents about the township and could tell endless stories about the people who got us to where this township is today. She was just an incredible person, ahead of her time, mentally sharp as a tack, and a little bit feisty. She will sorely be missed, both on a personal level and from a historical knowledge perspective. We've truly lost an amazing woman. Anybody wants to go to the visitation, it's tomorrow, 6 to 8 at Trostle Funeral Home up in New Carlisle, and the funeral service is Thursday at 10 a.m., same funeral home. And that's my report.
It would be me next. I went to the Heber Heights special meeting last week, and that was concerning the 202 traffic issue there, where you go into 201. The traffic issue there, where you go into the development itself, there's always such a bog down of traffic and so forth, and they've been working on this for, I guess from the meeting, it was about 2018 when they first did the original traffic study, according to what their document said. They're leaning more towards a straight line improvement, that they have to get past this problem with the acquisition by Metro. They need to widen the road to accommodate more or less a turn lane, a center turn lane, or an end turn lane into that development. And there was a permanent easement that was attached to that property the Seilers have. When it was sold, the abstractor missed it. And so now they're going back and correcting all the documents. And once that happens, then that portion of ground that they need, the city of Heber Heights needs, will actually be deeded to the city of Heber Heights on the east side of 201. There were a number of people there who felt like the option was to do, as a lot of the other municipalities are, a turnaround type of a circle like Troy has or whatever. And a lot of the people there wanted that. The cost of that is $2.5 million. The cost to do the straight line with just the turnoffs into the development is only $1.5 million. So Huber, of course, is leaning more towards the $1.5 million. Right now, they're still into the development stages of it. There'll be another couple meetings, but apparently there was an accident that forced their hand a little bit back a few months ago. So now they're really pushing to get that widened to really take care of the situation with entering and leaving that community. But as I said, the residents there would prefer more or less a circle type deal where you you have a center portion of ground. Yes. I don't know how that's going to work because he didn't have any drawings. What they said was, what the engineer said, who was actually talking, was that that's not really conducive to the truck traffic that goes up 201, and they may run into some problems with that. Plus, there's the cost issue. But the residents really want that. There were several there. Donna was there. They really want that. They would like to see that. So I don't know how that's going to work out. There'll be a couple more meetings. The drawings and so forth is actually on the website that Huber Heights has. You can take a look at it. They also give some cost breakdowns. Now, for those of you who remember back when the Deck Corporation came in and took over that development, we went to meetings and we saw a different type of drawing where there was actually an underpass type thing for the connection of Carriage Hill to that development. That has been scrapped altogether. In fact, these people didn't even know about that. So a lot of that discussion happened there as well. They're no longer talking about that aspect. They don't feel that that they want to connect to the other side of the road. They just want to solve the entrance and the exiting of the development. So that's that situation. Questions?
Anything else?
Anything else? No, that was
okay. Okay. So we have a special guest tonight, the Woodward Hill Water Project, who will be speaking for that.
Thank you.
That microphone is turned on.
Oh, yes.
No, is there?
I don't know.
Oh, no,
he's keeps turning it on now.
Okay, great. Oh, thank you.
So we're looking at her.
Hmm?
What are we looking
at? Oh, wow.
This is the map.
Okay. Yes,
she's
on Lego.
Yeah, she's got some.
There's their petition.
There's her petition. I guess we can.
Okay.
Some of you in here know me, but I'm Andy Bowman, Blaine Andy Bowman, and I'm a resident of the township, and also I'm a trustee on the Woodward Hill Water. So I'm here, first of all, thank you, trustees, for listening to our concerns we have today. If I can start by we have representation here tonight, if I get a show of hands of the people here from Woodward Hill Water.
So. Oh, guys turned out.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you for listening. We're aware of water lines being run to the corner of 202 and Studebaker Road in the near future. And we here at Woodward Hill Water, we have 19 properties total. We're a nonprofit organization. We presently obtain our water from Tip City. Our organization was started in 1969, and water started flowing in the early 1970s. See, I'll be 53 in August. So. I was born in 71, so it's
older
a few
than
years
you.
Old. Yeah. The water system entails a property on the southeast corner, 571 and 202, and south on 202 for just under 1.5 miles. Our water system is 50 plus years old and is in need of repair and or replacement. While we have been trying to accumulate funding, it's a slow process. It is a problem that our trustees have been trying to deal with for years and years. It's not a question of if the system will fail, it's a matter of when. You know, we've had some challenges, we've had quite a bit of work to do on our own. And you know, through the membership, you know, we have a lot of volunteers in the community that volunteer not just their time, but you know, their money to repair lines that sometimes don't belong to them. You know, it's
right.
It's a great effort, really. From all. We've approached Miami County and gotten the feasibility possibilities. This is way beyond our small organization's capabilities. We do not want to be annexed into Tip City in order to receive water for a membership. But if given the opportunity, we choose Bethel Township at every juncture. With the age of our water system being a constant worry for members, we are trying to think ahead. We have been informed by Miami County Sanitary Engineering Department that our present system cannot be replicated in any way. The cost of doing what Miami County would require is beyond comprehension of our small organization, our small group. We're asking Bethel Township to help us in this crucial need for our members. The tax base in this very small area is well substantiated from the sale of homes year after year. We live in, you know, it's very nice property sales there. The least amount of home sales was $300,000, including up to $1.5 million in 2023 alone. So that's the main points, basically, what I came here for to speak on. If there's any other concern, anybody else wants to add something? Or?
you guys have reached out to Miami County Sanitary Engineering, right? And you spoke with Josh. And
We handed that letter out, so we copied.
Okay, it's on the back. Oh,
transmission that we have back from him.
Yeah, I talked to him about it as well, but he said he had been in contact with you guys, so.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
I just wanted to point out that this project at the beginning was funded totally by people that didn't use it. It was never given anybody through.
No township funds went to it in 72.
And the work was all done by the residents. It was the so it was.
Yeah, I talked with Josh. The county would not allow anybody to do that type of system on their own now. So, thankfully, you guys have water and were able to do it then. So,
I would also say, and I've not been a lifelong resident, but the reason it went in the first place is because of water pressure and the wells going dry summer months for all the residents. So that's why it was very crucial to start it in the 70s, and it's crucial to keep it up.
So thank you. We will talk about this in the workshop. We'll make sure it's on the agenda, and we can let you know that date and time if you guys want to come back for that. That'd be great.
We'll do that.
Okay.
So are you, can I just ask a question, are you looking for the water line to continue past Studebaker then?
To up to
that's what your desire is?
All of our membership would basically be, would be serviced if the line ran to 571. Yeah.
And so I see the costs here from the Miami County, but what did they say, did they give you any idea of if they would ever plan on doing that or could do that?
You know, I guess it's on the table.
It's
just
the
stuff.
Okay.
It's on the table. But where the money would be sourced and
they could do it. They're not. Miami County won't pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's
so you're looking to us to offset that cost, pretty much.
Potentially,
right?
in some way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, we're this is the first meeting. You know, we're just here. At the mercy of, you know, the township, so here we are.
Well, I think we all appreciate that you are proactive. I mean, it's not like it's a crisis tonight, and then we've got to move. So that helps. The fact that water's going in, which is why I reached out to one of you and said, hey, it's coming down. I know that there have been concerns there for years about how long it's going to last. And you guys have done some substantial repairs to it. So,
well, our repair department's in here as well, so, and we're not getting any of it. So.
Well,
there's a lot of band-aids on it.
What?
A lot of band-aids, you said, on it. Go ahead.
Also, if something happens underneath the river, it's going to be beyond what we can do.
Yeah.
See, that's it. Our line comes under the river from
right.
Tip City.
Right.
You know, it's so concerning to us that line is, you know, 56 years old now.
Right.
And nothing has ever been done on that.
Just a little beyond 50 years old, but
yeah.
That line. And Tip City doesn't maintenance that line?
No.
Mm-hmm. The meter and the Tip City meter is just at the edge of Tip City, so it runs all the way out from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Comes out by 71 and crosses 202.
So we have better than 2 miles of main.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get to our first customer at Woodford Hill Water.
Two
we have
miles?
Our own pump house as well.
Yeah.
You've probably seen that.
Yeah, on the side there, yeah, on the hill, yeah.
You know, so all that.
So this
line
would at least be shorter. You're only going a mile, right?
Mm-hmm.
From is that what I think the
it's
use?
Just under a mile.
Just under a mile.
Studebaker to the end.
Oh, to the end, to 571. Okay.
And actually, it's not to 571.
Wouldn't have to be
okay.
To the intersection.
Okay.
It's that whole corner property there that the last one that's that's fed. So that can be fed from 202.
Oh, okay.
Which is now being fed kind of close to the pump house.
Oh, okay. So that would be great then. Less to run. Okay.
So, yeah, we just...
So our next workshop is the last Tuesday.
27th.
In February, and we'll make sure it's on the agenda then, and we'll talk, and I'll share with these guys they have that. I don't have anything more from Josh, but then this document.
Would you like for us to form like a subcommittee to represent Clover Hill Water?
Sure.
And then we could have a subcommittee attend the workshop.
That we're all on the same page? That'd be great.
It'd be the same repair.
The repair.
It'd be our road repair group.
That's all right.
Okay.
That'd be great. Okay, thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you're all leaving now that we put up those seats? No, you don't have to stay. It's a long meeting. No.
Thank you.
That's okay.
We'll get to the next meeting.
It's interesting.
Well, I need to stay at the end, but Andy will give you a ride home. He's still on the phone. You want to go home with Andy? Andy? Yeah, he'll take you. I'm sorry? Oh, okay.
Okay, so next up are public comments on items on the agenda. Any takers tonight?
Should be, the light's on.
Thank you. Natalie Donahue, 7835 Agate Brown Road. Just very quickly, I wanted to say thank you for continuing with the investment of an annexation attorney that is on the agenda in a resolution tonight. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thanks, Natalie.
Any other items on the agenda? Okay, let's get right to the action items then.
Is this what I do?
Yes. You're up.
Resolution number 24-02-023, a resolution objecting to the annexation petition received by the township on January 16th, 2024, requesting a total of 296.236 plus or minus acres of land in Bethel Township, Miami County, Ohio, be annexed to the city of Huber Heights, Ohio.
I move for the adoption of resolution 24-02-023.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
We object and, well, we haven't voted yet, but we're all going to object probably. This extends the timeline that the commissioners have to make a decision in by 20 or 25 days. So that's a good thing. And as I said before, the Miami County Commissioners have hired an attorney. I don't know the name off the top of my head, but they are kind of going through this annexation petition with a fine tooth comb to see if there's anything that doesn't add up. So that's it's really beneficial to us, and I'm very appreciative that they're doing that. So
I think the attorney was the Brickler and
is it Brickler? I couldn't remember. Bixie or Brickler. Yeah, but that sounds right. Yeah,
I'm also appreciative. Mm-hmm. They talked about doing this the day they acknowledged it, and have them go over the petition with a fine tooth comb. It looks complete, but maybe they can find something to object as well. Mm-hmm. So, call the vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Resolution number 24-02-024, a resolution employing the township's attorney on an annual basis for the year 2024.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
I second that.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
How did we come up with the sum of $10,000?
I think that was already in there from previous years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's fine. I just didn't know. I don't remember discussing it, so that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, the, well, as you know, we're a little behind the eight ball on the finances, so that was what was appropriated, tell me if I'm wrong, Rhonda, for the attorneys.
Yes.
So that's where the number came from.
That's fine.
And yeah, I mean, so that's our starting point. And, you know, I put the other costs in there.
Mm-hmm.
And also we said that we would not exceed $5,000 without coming back to the board.
Mm-hmm.
But the $10,000 was already there. Any other discussion?
I have none.
Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Resolution number 24-02-025, a resolution appointing Nikki O'Quinn to the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals with a term ending December 31st, 2027.
I move for the adoption of Resolution 24-02-025.
Thank you. Do we have a second? Okay, I will second it. Any discussion?
I just want to say that Nikki is currently a alternate. We always move the alternate up when there's a slot available, and then the new person becomes an alternate. Gives them a better chance to train or learn. So,
and yeah, that's why the date also is 2027, because she was appointed last year as the alternate. Okay, vote please.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Resolution number 24-02-026, a resolution appointing Rachel Kiplinger as alternate member to the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals with a term ending December 31st, 2028.
Motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion?
None.
Okay, can we call the vote?
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Resolution number 24-02-027, a resolution appointing Lorna Furter as alternate member to the Bethel Township Zoning Commission with a term ending December 31st, 2028.
I move for the adoption of resolution 24-02-027.
Thank you, Beth. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
Nope.
So I just want to say, this is general, so not so much for this resolution, but we had several people apply, which is good. And so we had some nice interviews. Everybody seemed to bring something different to the table. And it was a tough decision. And I just also would like to thank Debbie Fisher, who was a long time zoning commission member. So thank you for her service. She is interested in coming back in the future, so maybe we'll see her again. But I just want to say it was an interesting process, and thanks to everybody who applied. Any other discussion? Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Resolution number 24-02-028. A resolution authorizing a salary adjustment for the full-time assistant to the Township Administrator, Zoning Director.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second that.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
I do have some discussion. in this it says, GZP, are they like?
It's on page 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. We have 2 copies of all these, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so cost of living adjustment, so competitive wage into adjusted cost of living increases, and I feel like 3% isn't enough. I've already said that in the meeting the other day. I realize that I am in the minority, but I just want to state for the fact that Social Security was 3.1, 3.2 this year. This is under that. We are increasing people's contributions to health care. This is barely keeping up, so... I will vote for it, but I would have preferred a higher percentage.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Resolution number 24-02-029. A resolution establishing fair and equitable health care contributions.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I want a motion to table this. I feel like we need additional discussion. I would like to hear from CBO directly. I just feel like there's so much in this resolution that I don't clearly understand. I'm not sure really what I am voting for. So, I move to table.
I'm not going to second it.
Okay.
Okay, so that in the minutes. Take some notes here. Table it. No, second. Okay, do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second? I will second it. Any discussion?
I have a lot. I think that we don't know how much this is going to cost the township. I'm not opposed to it at all. I just don't have enough information to feel like I can adequately vote. I mean, are we talking this is an additional $20,000 or $25,000 of cost to the township? I don't know, and I feel like before I can agree to this, I would like to have those numbers, and I'd like to have CBO or whatever their name is come out and explain it in detail. I mean, we had a hard time giving Mike a 3% raise, which was $1,500, and yet this is going to cost us anywhere from 10 to 12, I don't know, or 20, I don't know, and so... I don't feel like I can adequately make an informed decision, so.
Okay, so I have some discussion. I did a lot of research on this. So we had Robert
mm-hmm.
turn 65 and went on Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for adding your age,
whatever,
but.
Okay.
And 65. We have a new trustee who is on Medicare as well. And so neither of them are on the township healthcare anymore, so there's a savings there. So when I went back to find the previous resolution that discussed the, so I was told a couple of times over the past 2 years that the township had covered at least something for the person on Medicare, which at the time happened to be Jerry Hurt. I don't know if there were others, but his name was specifically mentioned. So I did go back and find that resolution. There was 2 of them that talked about having equitable and consistent health care for those on Medicare, consistent to those that were not on Medicare. So I've put references to those in the in this resolution, and so basically that's where the things came from. And I have talked to CBO, which I passed this information on to you guys at the time of the 2016 resolution. There was a Medigap plan offered by the township, paid for by the township, for people on Medicare. In addition to that, they received an HRA amount equivalent to the amount that the HSA was given to those who were not on Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
So
for the employee.
for that, well, it doesn't say for the employee. It says equitable to those not covered under Medicare. Mm-hmm. So, but yes, it was, if it was Jerry at the time, it would only have been Jerry. Mm-hmm. He would have been on a single plan. So I have talked to SIBO. They said that those kind of group gap plans, if you will, mm-hmm. are not used so much anymore. Mm-hmm. So there may not be that kind of
right, but it's
thing
still,
available.
It's still in here, isn't it, as a potential for group gap plan?
Yes, because that's what was on the books already. So if they don't come up with that, then my feeling would be that the folks on Medicare would just get the HRA money, which they could then use to pay for their own gap plan or Part B or whatever. So, yeah, this should not be a significant cost more, and it is what was already stated, except for what I added to this was, wait, is this the one or is it the next one? Let me see. I have to read this one to make sure.
It's this one. Section 6, Section 7, Section 8.
Oh, yeah. So what I actually added was Section 1 in the old previous resolution, the fiscal officer was paying much less than the other employees and elected officials. Mm-hmm. So this cost is now based solely on plan type, which means the fiscal officer would pay the same consistent amount as other employees. We're not sure if that's even legal to let them pay less, but that's not in here right now. I mean, that's neither here nor there for this. Also, the township has a really good healthcare plan, and it's very inexpensive for the employees. I don't know how much, I mean, you guys know, the HSA amount is fully funded to the maximum the IRS allows, which is nearly unheard of for any business or organization.
Julie, I'm not complaining about any of that. I'm just saying I definitely think we should be fair and equitable. I just want to know what these costs are going to be, and if they are going to be larger than we're used to. I'd like, maybe we do need to increase our employee contribution. Maybe we do need to take a look at it. I don't know. I don't know how much is allocated already in the budget. I don't know. And I'm not opposed to this at all. I just don't, for my decision, have enough information. And I appreciate all the research you've done. I'm still talking, okay? We don't have to just call a vote. This is important. And I'm saying that I'm not opposed to it. I just don't have enough information. And I appreciate the work you've done, but let's see how much this costs us. And then maybe we need to reallocate what we're doing. You know, maybe we need to contribute more as employees, or maybe trustees need to contribute more. I don't know.
Okay. Understood.
Okay.
Any more discussion?
Nope, I don't have
any. Okay, call for the vote, please.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Trustee Van Heeren.
No.
Resolution number 24-02-030, a resolution terminating health care insurance effective the final day of employment at midnight.
Do we have a motion?
Motioned.
Oh, I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
This fourth paragraph, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township, Miami County, that the contribution amount shall continue to be collected from employees and elected officials in arrears and authorizes fiscal officer to collect any outstanding balance due to the township or refund any amount due to the employee or from or to the employee's final paycheck. Is that just standard wording?
Yes, it's so when I did the research on this, mm-hmm. If the amount is collected in advance, mm-hmm. Which is what I originally was told, that we are collecting in advance. There is no evidence of that, but when it's collected in advance, then the first month you would pay double,
mm-hmm.
because that would get you ready for the next month, right, in advance. Mm-hmm. Since we do not that do that and continue to, we're going to continue to do it the way we're doing it, which means people don't have to pony up an extra month right now. Plus, mm-hmm. it becomes hard to manage because you don't know when people are leaving. So the line to collect or refund to the final paycheck is because of timing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we have two pay periods, it's not really even per month. Here we pay every 2 weeks. So when it comes down to the end, depending on the timing of when the person leaves,
right.
they could owe money or they could maybe get some back.
All right.
So that was the logic of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Am I allowed to ask a question on this?
Yes, please.
Does this pertain to the insurance that we pay out of pocket at the fire department?
I think you're on the wrong.
We pay for our AFLAC,
yeah,
vision, dental. Right. We pay for our own supplemental. The township doesn't pay for it.
I think this is just healthcare.
Okay.
Just medical.
It said vision on there, so I just.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all paid the same way, so yes, it does apply to that.
But the employees are paying for it.
Right.
No, I mean, the township doesn't pay anything towards our health insurance.
Yeah, but even your...
So if I've already paid for that month...
It's refunded.
And I resigned or whatever, January 2, but I've already paid for January, you're going to cancel that I've already paid for?
Your insurance would cancel the day that your last day of employment would be. If you were due a refund, then you would be issued a refund. That's how that would work. I mean, if you give your resignation on, let's say, December 31st, and you've paid for January, then you've prepaid your policy. It would come back to you. But if you're asking, I give my resignation on the 15th, and I quit on the 15th, my insurance stops on the 15th, would you be owed a portion of that? Is that your question?
Yeah, because I've already paid for it.
It is not prepaid here.
It's not prepaid here. You're not prepaid.
You're paying in the month that you're getting that insurance.
Right, that's what he's saying. He paid for, so let's just use January. If we paid January 15th, if he pays January 1st, he quits January 15th, then we're saying that insurance stops. Even though they're paying in full, that doesn't really make sense. That seems like that's a detriment to the employee.
Well,
if they're paid for it in full.
That's the line about the... that you would get something back then, mm-hmm. potentially. If mm-hmm. So when you cancel the insurance, they give you back the unused portion.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's they're paying twice a month, so that portion may not have been paid for yet, mm-hmm. if it's the middle of the month. That's why I'm saying it's based on the timing of when the person leaves that they may get something back or may owe something.
Well, it seems like if they're paying for it entirely themselves, that for the dental and the vision, and you might as well just let that go to the end of the month. I'm sure that employees could benefit from having that for the extra 2 weeks. They're not on our payroll anymore, but we're not paying out anything for that. Why wouldn't you just let that coverage continue?
Okay, so if they're paying, go back to your example, January.
Mm-hmm.
They would pay that first payment on like the 15th. Roughly, it'd be a little before the 15th, right? Because so already that time has passed. So if the person, quits on the 5th, there is no payment that has been made. So they have not paid in advance.
Oh, I was under the impression that they're paying like on the 1st for the next 2 weeks. That's not the case. They're paying for the prior 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's paid in arrears.
Hmm.
You're paying for that month when it comes out of that check. So again, it depends on the timing of the checks, and because the pay period is every 2 weeks. So it depends on the timing of the checks and the pay periods and when you quit.
But for dental and vision then, if they paid on the 15th, theoretically they have insurance till the end of the month for that month. They quit on the 16th, why wouldn't we just let that continue out? It seems like A, way less hassle to get it paid back. And B, it does seem like it's a benefit to the employee. We are out nothing. The township is out nothing, but their dental and vision could continue for 2 weeks. I mean, that doesn't, it seems like it's a win-win. They win, we don't have any hassle of doing the paperwork. They're not going to pay into it again, so therefore their insurance is over because there is no payment. There's no check to take it out of. I mean, I don't understand why we would not let that go.
Okay,
why would we want somebody to give up their vision and dental if they didn't have to? You know, and then they fall, get into a fight, and break a tooth the next day, and get a black eye. And...
Well, typically when you leave employment, the insurance stops at that time. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of research, and there are some, but we can change the dental and vision in here to, but so...
Well, just
it's going to come down to a wording it, problem.
Right,
and
right.
That's what I mean, because, you know, that's the only benefit we offer our employees is that at the fire department side is that, you know, we can offer these benefits as far as health care, but you have to pay for it.
So dental and vision.
We offer Aflac, which is
Aflac.
Know, Aflac, dental, vision, supplemental life insurance on top of what the township already provides.
I would take dental and vision out of there.
Okay, so...
Or maybe township provided, funded, township funded healthcare?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's, how about...
Mm-hmm.
We already motioned and made a second. So, so how about we table this one? I mean, I would... appreciate the fee. I know this time it was very short notice because it's just been crazy, and I apologize for that. But I did not receive any feedback, so I'm willing to take the feedback now, and maybe what we can do is withdraw the motions and table this until the next meeting and work on the wording.
That's
would that
great.
Be okay? Okay, so you guys would have to withdraw your...
Withdraw. And withdraw mine.
Okay, so then we need a motion to table it.
I make a motion to table resolution 2402-030.
Okay, and a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion on the tabling? Are you okay with it? Okay, call the vote for the tabling of the resolution, please.
Trustee Van Heeren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Okay.
Where are we now? 31?
Yeah, 31.
23 again.
Page 25.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm on I. Is everybody else on I?
Wait, mine started over too.
Okay, it's on page 24. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, nope, we just did that one.
25.
Never mind, 25. Oh, 25.
Wait, I have two fronts of them. Okay, here we go. It looks like I just stuck that one in there again.
Are we ready?
Yeah, 31. Okay.
We're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And wait, I'm not
one
ready.
Who's on the right one? 24.
Yeah, we're looking for the actual
31.
Resolution.
Okay.
What's the actual resolution that's next? 25.
402-031.
Can you guys read this? Can
I don't know. Mine are not in order anymore.
It's page 25.
Okay. I'm there. So I had that one in there twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, several
okay.
of them are in there twice.
I didn't read
copier
I
issue.
What you
something
said
happened
me.
In the copier.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I did it. Maybe something happened in the... Okay.
Can I go now?
Yes, mm-hmm. please.
Resolution number 24-02-031. A resolution authorizing the use of fire funds to provide salary adjustments to certified personnel of the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution 24-02-031.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
I don't have any.
Okay, call the vote.
Trustee Van Heeren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Yes, sorry.
Resolution number 24-02-032, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I'll second that. I think we need to read the numbers.
Yeah, so discussion. I will discuss since you asked that. So the reason there are no numbers listed is because I wrote the resolution to say those recorded in the list, and this is in the detail list,
mm-hmm.
because they are not consecutive, and there's pockets, sometimes one, sometimes more. The first 18 from 2024, as you'll see, are not there. 49-2024 is also missing. In 2023, 11, 51, and 52 were missing since the last meeting. So upon doing some research on why they would not show up, our visiting fiscal officer said that there's some that are taken for payroll. And he was surprised that they were missing too. So actually the word came from the UAN. So that's why there's no numbers listed. I just said of those in the list that we would be doing.
Okay, because our pay isn't on there for February, even though we already got paid on the 2nd. It's not on this, but it is on for January, which is interesting.
Do you think that's because, I'm just going to say this, the first one in January was the first electronic one we sent?
In February.
I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. I'm just commenting on it. It's fine to have it like this, and I appreciate the explanation. So
that would be my guess, because the January ones were actual checks.
Yeah, but you have electronic warrants up there. It looks like on 1-1, or maybe you didn't do those. Maybe that was just leftover that went out the next day. Oh yeah, I see. Written and issued. Okay. All right, I'm good. That's
the
fine.
The first paychecks from February are not in here.
Yeah, I just said that. Yeah.
But it's everybody's, not, yeah, okay.
Right, yeah. No, I don't know if it's everybody's or not. I just know that ours are not in there. So it doesn't look like anybody else's are, but I didn't want to make that assumption, so.
Yeah, so they should show up in the next report, and I will try to match up the numbers as I did. It was a little difficult because at the end of the year, Debbie didn't bring us all of them, and so I had to go back through two sets of minutes to find what the ranges were and the dates, and that's why I noticed the gaps, because it just seemed odd because I was trying to match up the numbers.
Right.
So that's why. Okay, any further discussion? Call the roll. I'll call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Okay, public comments on any topic. Okay, hearing none. Announcements. Mike, you want to do the announcements?
All right, so February 7th, the Historical Society meeting has been canceled. February 19th, the township offices will be closed in observance of President's Day. February 22nd, the BZA meeting at 6:30. Zoning commission. There will not be a BZA meeting or a zoning commission meeting on the 22nd. Trustee workshop meeting will be at 7 p.m. here. March 5th will be the next trustee regular business meeting. Same place, 7 p.m.
Okay. Need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
I second that.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
Yeah.
Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Adjourned at 8:05 p.m. Thanks, everybody, for coming.